Chapter 19. Saw stomped off the ship as soon as it landed on their island on Rhi. Rhys looked over at Jin. "That was illuminating," he said. "Really?" Jin shot back. Rhys nodded. He moved to sit beside Jin, and she was surprised at the way she didn't move away from him. "Saw is a difficult man, and one not to betray. I think he wanted us both to learn that lesson as much as Jari."
"I would never betray Saw," Jin said.
"Perhaps it was more for your benefit in terms of assurance," Rhys said. When Jin shot him a confused look, he continued. "He was proving how far he'd go to protect you." Jin's eyes unfocused. Was that what it had been? But Jari hadn't been a threat. At least, not that she had known. She didn't like these doubts. This fear. What had Saw meant when he said, "He knows"? "How well do you know Saw?" Rhys asked. The question surprised Jin.
"Very well," she said. "He's like a father."
"And you trust him?"
"Absolutely."
Rhys gave her a doubtful look.
"He saved me," Jin said simply.
She wasn't sure why she was telling Rhys, whom she'd never really liked.
But the darkness helped her speak. "I was in a bunker, a hatch. I was just a little girl. And I thought I was going to die. But Saw saved me."
Rhys didn't speak, so Jin continued.
"I still think of that cave. It was so dark. I waited for so long. When I'm scared, it sometimes feels like I'm back there."
"Trapped inside a cave inside your mind," Rhys said softly. Jin nodded in the dark.
"But Saw always comes," she said.
Saw turned the great room from a lounge and eating area into a command center. He always had at least 3 missions in the air, planning a half dozen more. The area was littered with holocubes showing planets and imperial posts, and the comm never stopped buzzing with new intel.
"So close," he'd tell Jin, grinning.
But he didn't send her on any more missions. Sometimes, when the missions landed at night, Saw would leave his impromptu command center. Jin could always identify him by the way he stomped down the hall. On those nights, he boarded the ships that arrived. He never spoke of what he did. But Jin could guess. She could hear the screams. She cornered him once. He was wiping blood from his hands, a distant look in his eyes.
"Saw,"
she said. He stopped short.
"Did you see?"
he started. She shook her head.
"No."
She hadn't seen. But she had heard. She suspected everyone on the island had heard.
"Why?"
she asked. "Why the secrecy, the lies, the torture?" Saw followed Jin into her room.
"They know," he said.
It was an echo of what he'd said about Jari.
"Know what?"
Jin demanded. Saw leaned in close. He jabbed a finger at her chest, but rather than pressing into her flesh, his finger hit the kyber crystal necklace she kept hidden under her shirt.
"They know,"
he said slowly, watching the realization dawn in Jin's eyes. Someone knew who her father was, who she was. Idrissa Barak seemed surprised at how crowded Saw's outpost was when her Z-95 landed.
"Nice ship," Jin said as she disembarked.
"Who are all these people?"
Idrissa asked.
"You're not the only one with alliances," Saw said, calling out to Idrissa as he crossed the island.
"Saw,"
Idrissa said, smiling at him in a way no one had smiled at Saw recently. Saw's face crinkled up.
"Id."
There was warmth in his voice, and respect.
But then the look melted into sourness.
I don't need another lecture.
He motioned for Jin and Idrissa to follow him into the outpost. He cleared the command center with a wave of his hand, only Rhys pausing to nod at Idrissa as he left. Rhys and Idrissa had been part of the old crowd. Saw trusted them in ways he didn't the newcomers.
But Jari was one of Zosad's crew. A part of the old crew, too, Jin thought. And that didn't save him.
Why are you here? Saw asked Idrissa.
Idrissa still seemed a little shocked by Saw's outpost.
This isn't what I expected, she said.
I've been busy.
I can tell. Idrissa's face darkened. And Inu Sagi.
Jin wanted to cover her ears. The attack, particularly the slaughter of the chiefess and the newly appointed governor, had been widely publicized. There was talk of banning flechette launchers from civilian use, and new measures were being taken to ensure safety from the terrorists and anarchists who'd gunned down the innocents. Jin didn't want to think about Inu Sagi again. Neither, it seemed, did Saw.
Drop it, he growled.
That was bad.
Idrissa didn't take her eyes off Saw's.
Saw, that is not what we stood for. There is no we.
There could be, you know,
Idrissa said. She stared at a hollow cube. Saw reached around her and turned it off.
We've offered. You could command your own unit.
I don't want to take orders, and I don't want to give them.
Saw heaved himself into a chair.
Isn't that what you did when you worked for Arrain's partisans?
Idrissa asked.
She gave the orders.
You pulled the trigger. That's different.
Idrissa didn't respond as she looked over at Jin.
Are you bringing us a mission?
Jin asked.
Not exactly, Idrissa said.
Her eyes questioned Saw. Could she talk in front of Jin? Saw nodded curtly.
This isn't something my people have the means or...
Her gaze flicked to Saw again.
The incentive to pursue.
Saw straightened, and Jin leaned forward. Her thoughts went immediately to her father. As much as she wanted to dismiss him, she couldn't help hoping, somehow, that Idrissa had found him, that he really was a prisoner somewhere, and that she and Saw could save him.
This have to do with kyber crystals? Saw asked.
Idrissa shook her head, and Jin's heart sank.
You sent me coordinates of mines for ore as well, remember?
Dunium and dolovite, Saw said. Key components of Star Destroyers.
But there hasn't been a marked increase of production of Star Destroyers, Jin added. At least, not that we have found.
Nor us,
Idrissa conceded.
But we have traced a large percentage of the ore being shipped to factories on the planet Tamsi Prime, near the Tyon hegemony. One in particular is being operated under extremely oppressive terms.
Saw glowered.
The usual debt system?
Idrissa nodded grimly.
Debt system? Jin asked.
Idrissa turned her attention to Jin.
Tamsi Prime has the manufacturing factories and laborers. The Empire wants them.
The Empire offers to loan equipment, resources, and so on. Seems like a great deal, but the credits add up. Until everyone's basically an indentured servant, working off the debt the Empire pressed upon them.
Slavery, more like, Saw growled.
Jin could tell this system struck close to home for him, and she wondered what mission he'd had in the past that made Imperial indentured servitude such a sore point.
So what are we doing?
He asked Idrissa.
Blowing up the factory?
Idrissa shook her head.
The Empire would just bill the planet for new and more expensive materials, adding to their debt.
She paused.
Besides, we both know that no deck sweep will ever clear out the Empire. Or
she added. At least, I hope we both know that now.
Id, Saw's voice held a warning. I have never done anything that the Empire didn't do first.
That's not a very high standard, Saw. So then, how do we help the people of Tamsai Prime? Jin asked, interrupting what threatened to be the start of another fight. Idrissa looked down at the table.
We don't, Saw said.
Jin looked startled, but he shook his head, silencing her.
You said your people don't have the means to fight this. That just means you want us to do the work, but you're not going to pay us.
Saw, Idrissa started, but he cut her off.
You may not like Arane, but she pays well. And I can't fight if I can't get supplies, can't feed my daughter.
He gestured to Jin. And you can't outfit any other partisans, Jin thought, thinking of all the soldiers that had been displaced to give them privacy in the command center. She imagined Kodo and Staven and Rhys and the others standing idly outside, tapping their feet impatiently. Saw, have you ever thought that we could do more if we worked together? Idrissa said. Jin narrowed her eyes, noting the smooth way Idrissa had shifted the conversation.
You recruiting for that squadron of yours? Saw sneered.
It's not that different from your outposts, Idrissa insisted. If you joined up with us,
I'll think about it.
He said in a tone that Jin knew meant he didn't want to discuss it further. But she also could tell he was intrigued. I know you like to be in charge, Idrissa pressed. But something like this, it would be for the greater good.
Greater good? Saw asked, his voice rising. I've heard that excuse before. But it's not for the greater good that you're here today, is it?
Idrissa cut her eyes away. It's not like that. What do you mean? Jin asked. Saw didn't look away from Idrissa.
It's those higher ups you were talking about, isn't it?
What is? Jin asked again.
Idrissa's squadron, Saw smirked. You went to them first, didn't you? But they didn't want to get their hands dirty on this.
Saw kept talking, even though Idrissa opened her mouth to protest.
You told me once you wanted to help. A free galaxy, isn't that what you said? You had such ideals. How's that working now, when you see people who need help, but the best thing you can do is just hope someone like me will pick up the slack?
It's not like that, Idrissa said, more powerfully this time. I tried, Saw. Is that what you want to hear? I pitched this plan to the generals. But there are other battles we have to fight first.
Tell that to the people on Tamsi Prime, the ones who aren't worth it.
Saw smirked, but there was no triumph in his voice, just disappointment. We cannot fight every battle, Idrissa glared defiantly back at Saw. But if you can get me intelligence about what it's like on the ground at Tamsi Prime, I can get them to consider a raid. I'm not asking much, Saw. Just a scouting mission. That's all. Saw stared at her, then looked away.
Get out,
he finally said, his voice softer than his words.
I've got a mission to plan.